Hi, everybody. This is Donnie Vaughn of the YourSchoolMarketing.com and the School Marketing Podcast. And I want to welcome you back. It's been a while since we've been able to do a monthly broadcast, which is unfortunate, but due to these times that we're in, things have just changed so much for us and over the last several months, like they have for so many of us. But we wanted to get back on track, at least for the last three months of this year. And so today, I'm flying solo, and we hope to get Randy back for one of the future ones. He's involved with some other projects, and so we'll see how it goes. It might be me taking you through the end of 2020. But regardless, we are excited to be back on our monthly broadcasts and try to get this up. You know, here's the first full week in October. I think that's right. And then hopefully we'll get back into November and in December, and then we'll go from there. So that's where we are. So welcome. And today's, we're going to be the edition of the School Marketing Monthly Broadcast. We're going to be talking about referrals. And we have probably talked about referrals more than anything over the years. Some of you have been with us for a long time know that that's kind of been a big topic. We've done a whole bunch of courses on it and a variety of things. But I was reminded again of the importance of the referral and how critical that is to your marketing efforts. And so why did this come up? Well, it came up because of a recent situation that we were involved with. In helping an organization get through their COVID season. And so we were talking to them about the referrals that they get. What do they have on Facebook? I think Facebook now refers to them as recommendations, but the referrals, maybe what do we have on greatschools.org and other places out there? What do we have on Google in terms of referrals out there? And this particular organization had no response. They hadn't really explored that. They knew they had a lot of people who liked their school, liked their organization. They knew that. That was obvious. They've had years and years of people attending and graduating and becoming alumni. And then those alumni come back and their kids go through that school. And so we knew that that was a big deal, is that we knew the school had a lot of referrals out there, but we just weren't seeing them documented. So I started looking about how do you go about doing that? Why do you go about doing that? And so let's touch on the why. I think most people would know this, but let's just go through it in case you're maybe don't see it that way, because we have found that not everybody has thought through this a little bit. So I came across a quote, you may have seen this before, that said, let me make sure I get it right, the best compliment you can give is a referral. And I thought, now that's simple, but yet at the same time, very, very fitting for a school, an organization who is looking to get compliments, but they're mainly looking to get referrals. We know that, again, people go through your school, parents spend money in large amounts sometimes, in two jobs, in three jobs, in order for their children to go through your school. But then at the same time, and they're grateful for that. And you have grandparents that send kids to their school because maybe the parents aren't able to afford it, but the grandparents have saved up and they want to send their kid to this particular school. To your school. And they do, and they invest, and they sacrifice, and they make it happen. And the kids come out of that school ready to go to college, ready to go into their career, whatever their circumstances might be, but they're ready. And you have prepared those children, those students, those teenagers for the next step. And you know that the parents are thrilled. You know the grandparents are thrilled. But yet we don't spend any time getting that thrilling message documented. You know, we've often joked with people the best place to get a referral would probably be graduation day. if you've been a parent of somebody who's graduated, you know the thrill that you feel at that point, knowing that your son or your daughter is graduating from high school. And most of them are going to go on to into college. Some may not, but most of them will. And those that do, you know that there's a next step. And then some of you have been in that position where your student has gone to college and graduated. And you know that feeling, that euphoria of, I just spent a lot of time, effort, money, investing, sacrificing to get my kid through high school and now into college. And whether it's a private college or a state school or whatever it might be, still there's money invested, there's time invested, and so everybody is really excited about that. And it's probably rare that you see on a graduation day of a college or at your school, at a high school, at a at some kind of preparatory school, that you don't find people on graduation day grumbling about how they didn't like the school. You've got, it's kind of like when you see a football game, a touchdown celebration. No one gets the ball and just says, you know what, I don't think we deserve that. You know, I don't think that was a good thing. It doesn't matter if you took the play. Sorry for a second, but I am a football guy, so I'm going to carry this out a little bit. If you are on offense and you get the ball on first down at your 20-yard line and you're trying to go 80 yards to score and you throw a pass that connects to the receiver, he jukes a defender and goes 80 yards for the touchdown, you're going to celebrate, right? You're going to celebrate. It was the most exciting thing. But if you start on the 20-yard line and it takes you 10 plays and 7 minutes off the clock and you score by running a 1-yard touchdown run from the fullback of most least glamorous position on the football team, your fullback runs it in for 1 yard. You don't say, well, that didn't go so well. It took us 10 plays and it just, you know, just didn't work. Well, yeah, we scored, but oh well. You don't say that. You know, unless you're like down 3 scores and it took you 10 minutes and you need to score 3 times in 2 minutes. But, you know, those kind of situations are rare. But when you are trying to score touchdowns in a football game, whether you get it in one pass that goes 80 yards or it takes you 10 plays and 7 minutes off the clock and you run it in with a fullback from 1 yard out, you still celebrate. And so you take that analogy, and I hope that wasn't a crazy analogy. Again, I'm a football fan. This is my favorite time of year. But you take that excitement that you have about the you just scored a touchdown. That was the goal. The goal was to score the touchdown. Let's move that analogy over to your school. Your goal is to have your students graduate from high school so they can go on to the next level. At graduation day, everybody is excited because you've accomplished the goal. Hopefully everybody's accomplished the goal. I bet most of you can say that, yeah, we have 100% graduation rate, and that's what we're going for, so that's what we're going to celebrate. What a great opportunity to capture the excitement of the grandparent or the parent who invested time, effort, and money, who sacrificed time, effort, and money to send their kid to your school. It's a touchdown, so it's time to celebrate. And so that's something to think about. You know, and there's, so that's the why you do it. Okay. So why do you do it? Well, you do it because you want to give a compliment to the school who helped your child get to the next level. That's why we do it. We want those compliments. And the other reason we want those compliments is because that then we can put those out there on our website, on our social media channels, on other websites, not only our website, but other websites out there, like greatschools.org and other places, Google. You know, we want to put those compliments, those referrals, out there for people to see. And we don't want one compliment, we don't want one referral that came 2 years ago. That's always the funny thing, is when we go and talk to a school, and we'll say, how things going? Oh, it's great. One of our best things is our word of mouth. Well, really? Okay. Yeah, it is. And then you go on to the reviews and you look at Google, you look at greatschools.org, you look at Facebook, you look at their own website, and there's no, the last time somebody reviewed them on Google was 2016. And here it is 2020. So you think, okay, well, we know that there's, you're telling me there's people excited about your school, but yet you don't have any way of capturing it. And I think that's where we need to look at. We're looking at the why and the how here in a minute. We're going to talk about that. But why is it important? Because people come, they're vetting out your school while you're asleep. That's what we like to tell people. People are in their pajamas up late at night, agonizing. Do they pull their child out of public school? Do they put them in the private school? And if so, what school are they going to put them in? And they're looking at your website. They're researching. The old school way of doing it would be like, well, I have to call and I have to come and sit down and talk to somebody. And that is a great way of doing it, but it's not. Now we're 2020. There's many ways for me to find out information about a school prior to me even picking up the phone to schedule a meeting. And we do that through our social media channels. We do that through our own website. We do that through other websites like Google and greatschools.org. So there's always a need for these compliments, these referrals, these reviews to get out in those platforms because people are looking at them and they want to look at them. Can you imagine if you had in 2000, let's just say 2019, let's not use 2020. 2020 is such a weird year. Let's go back 2019. Everything seemed to be somewhat normal. And I'm looking at putting my student in school at your school, starting the school year of August 2019. And at that point, maybe it's May of 2019. I'm still trying to decide what I'm going to do. I'm up late at night, and I'm reviewing your website, and I'm looking to see, is there any reviews on here at all? Well, there should be, but I'm not finding anything, so let me go to their Facebook page. And I should look through the news feed and maybe find something, but if nothing else, at least on the reviews tab, I should see something. Well, I don't see anything there either. So then I start to, maybe I'll go to greatschools.org, because that's a good organization to go to, and so I'll look at that. And I don't see anything. Maybe I saw one from 2015, which seems so dated at that point, you kind of laugh. And then you go to Google and you don't find any reviews there that are relevant, timely. So then you just have to wonder, what in the world is going on here? And you're not selling me on your school at that point. Yeah, you may have a great school, but you're not selling me that it really is. So why? That's why it's important. So let's go to how you go about doing this. I'm not going to get into the nuts and bolts of every little platform, exactly step by step what you need to do. Most of them are pretty self-explanatory. But let's look at, we're going to focus primarily on three different areas, three different platforms of where to put the reviews, and then a fourth platform that is kind of your aggregate. It's where everything goes. And so first off, we're going to talk about Facebook, then we're going to talk about Google, and then we're going to talk about greatschools.org. And the fourth thing is putting them all onto Facebook. Or excuse me, I shouldn't say that. The fourth thing is putting it on your website. That's what I meant to say. So your first place is Facebook. Second place, we'll look at Google. Third, greatschools.org. And then putting it all together on your website. That's what we want to do. So, again, Facebook, the latest as of this recording, you're going to have, Facebook is talking about recommendations. That's kind of the new terminology. They still have a tab called reviews, but they don't want you to write a review there. They want you to write a post that recommends the school, okay? So you can go to either on your phone or on the desktop, you can see that. It's pretty self-explanatory. And what I would recommend you do is get screenshots of those steps of the process of not only the mobile device, but also the desktop, and have that ready to go to send to those families who you know just love your school. So you're talking about people that love your school that are current families. You're talking about people who are new families. And then you're also talking about alumni, maybe people that just graduated like we talked about. So those are three areas that you could focus on and say, we send them an email, get a, you know, if you want to have a printed out instruction sheet and say, while you're waiting in the waiting room for something to go see a teacher, I don't know what it might be, whatever the situation might be. Here's, if you really like our school, follow these simple step-by-step instructions and put a recommendation out there for us. That's a good way of doing that. So that's Facebook. Let's go to Google. Google has Google reviews. You can, again, do screenshots of what it looks like on a mobile device as well as a desktop, computer, laptop, whatever it might be. And then walk people through how they make a Google review. Gets a little tricky because you have, believe you still have to have a like a Google account / Gmail account. If people have the best situation is when someone emails you and they email you from their Gmail account. So ding, 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 you already know they have a Google account because they have a Gmail account. They're tied together. And I know that sounds basic, but I was explaining this the other day to somebody that a Gmail account is from Google. They had no idea what the G in Gmail stood for. It just didn't ever click to them that had anything to do with Google, which is kind of funny to me, but oh well, technology can be confusing to some people. So if you see somebody that sends you an email from their Gmail account, I would spend time on those people, sending them to a Google review. You can send other people to Facebook, and we'll talk about greatschools.org here in a minute. But if you find somebody with a Gmail account sending you a message, you already know that they're one step ahead of everybody else who doesn't have that. Because if you are a Yahoo email user, or maybe somebody uses their email from their work, and they don't have any kind of a Google, they don't have YouTube, they don't do any of that, well, then the first thing you have to explain to them is you have to go get a Google account, and it kind of gets, somebody who's not used to that might get a roadblock there. You want to eliminate the roadblocks. So if you find somebody with a Gmail account, I would send them directly into the Google review process and walk them through that and have that done. Okay, then the third thing is greatschools.org. I would just follow that process. I'm not going to go into the details of what they do because they may be changing that. So just follow the instructions. Send. The other key thing is to make sure you send your families who are making those compliments, those reviews, those referrals. Make sure you know, tell them exactly where to go. And I say that, I'm not literally meaning voice telling them. I'm talking about in an email link or a text link, something. Don't tell them to go to greatschools.org and search your school. Don't do that. It would be like somebody telling somebody, you know I have a website, but I just want you to Google me. Well, why would you have that if you have a direct website address? In a personal level, if you told somebody, hey, I want you to come over for dinner. Now, if you'll just, I'm going to send you to kind of the general neighborhood. If you'll just drive around and hopefully you'll find my car, then you'll know you're at my house. You'd never do that. You would send them, here's my direct address, and here is the link with the Google map or the Apple map to my house. And it's a direct, I mean, no one's going to get lost. Well, you don't want anybody to get lost in greatschools.org or anywhere else. So you tell them, here's what you need to do. Here's the direct link to go make a review on greatschools.org. That goes specifically to our school, so that when the next time somebody goes to the greatschools.org, they see that review on your school's page. And so be very specific about that. Don't let that get bogged down by somebody's not knowing where to go. Okay, so we've covered Facebook, we've covered Google, we've covered greatschools.org. Now, what do you do with all those? Let's assume, before I talk about the fourth thing, let's talk about a quick little strategy. You want to go through a process where you kind of talk to your family members. If you don't have any reviews out there like our scenario laid out, it would be great. Let's say here it is, first part of October. Yeah, it'd be great to have 20 reviews between those three platforms all in October. but we need 20 or more in November, we need 20 more in December, and so forth. What you don't want is 20 in October of 2020, and then you don't see any more for a year. If you've got only, if you've got 20 people to do review, then let's space them out a little bit. Assign them. You're in charge of doing a review sometime in October. You two are doing ones in November. I need these three of you to do one in December, and space them out so there's a consistent flow of referrals and reviews out there. So make sure you do that. Don't just put them all at one time. It also would give the impression that, oh, it looks like they were just kind of trying to load up their reviews in a calculated way, and it might come across that it's a little less authentic than it really is. You're trying to be authentic about it, but we're having a strategy about how we play that out. So now that we've got a plan where you've got a review on one of those three platforms, well, now what we want to do is put that on our website as well. And there are different ways of doing that. There might, depending on the type of website you have, if you have like a WordPress platform, there might be some plugins you can use for displaying Facebook reviews. You might find some that display Google reviews. I don't know if you'd find a plugin for greatschools.org, but you never know. So you always want to research that. But the main thing you do is simply create a graphic. Create text on your page. Create a link that says, check out some of our latest reviews. And then go to a specific page on your site where you list, you know, do some screenshots, do screen grabs of all three of those platforms. Maybe they're graphics that your graphics department puts together that is really just the text and the name of the person. If they put it out there publicly, well, go and take it and put it, make it into a fun little graphic with your school's logo on it and have those reviews there. And maybe even link it. Maybe if it's a long review, take out one or two great quotes from that review. And then what you can do is link them and say, to see the whole review, click here. And then link them directly to that review on one of those three platforms. And so that way they know you're not just making up quotes. You know, you never do that. But if there's a thought that maybe you're making it up, well, they can go see the authentic, the real review. All you did was take a quote or two out of that review and put it on this graphic that now resides on your website. Screen grabs, copy the text and put it in your own graphic. There's different ways of putting it out there, but the main thing is you want to have those on your website so that people can find them on your website. Because remember, more than likely, the first place they're going to go is your website. Then they're going to go into social media channels and all that, more than likely. They'll ultimately eventually get to your website. So you want to have a section on your website devoted to reviews. I would also say that maybe somewhere on the homepage of your site, you ought to have one or two reviews with a button that says, click here to see the rest of our reviews or something like that. And then have a whole page devoted to that. If you can do it where you have a review at the bottom of every page of your website, that would be a great thing to do. And so that's what you really want to look at is getting the reviews out on these three platforms. And then the fourth thing you want to do is kind of put them all together and put them on your actual website so that people can find them. All right. We're going to kind of stop there. We've covered a lot, trying to keep this under the 25-minute mark. We really want you to spend some time looking at getting those reviews, getting those referrals, getting those compliments from the people who love your school. I said it earlier, you know there are people that love your school. Now simply go ask them to document it. Document it on Facebook, document it on Google, document it on greatschools.org. If they're not comfortable doing any of those three things, ask them to send you an email and say, would you just write me an email? And then take that email and you can make it into a PDF. You can, you know, take a quote out of the thing and put it on the homepage and say, click here to see the whole thing. And then he opens up a PDF of the actual email that you got, something like that. So it looks authentic. It verifies that it's authentic. And that's another way of doing it. So there's different ways of putting it out there. We just strongly want to encourage you to get more reviews and stay consistent with it, develop a strategy, and we hope that will be helpful as you look at continuing using referrals as your marketing strategy.